Programming is supported by Topline Construction Firm, your local women-owned roofing contractor based out of Shoreview, Minnesota. Roof replacement, both retail and insurance work. More information at toplineconstructionfirm.com.
It's time for the thread question of the week. Tracy Mumford is here, Steph Curtis hanging out, and we are talking about bookish resolutions. If you subscribe to the Thread newsletter, you saw the first half of my 2017 bookish resolutions. Trace, am I going hard on myself or am I letting myself off easy, do you think, this year?
From the first half, it seems pretty easy. We'll see if you challenge yourself in the second half.
I think it only gets more fun and more easy for the second half. I thought you were going to say it looked pretty tough.
Yeah, so the question today is, how can I shake up my reading habits in the next year? And bookish resolutions are one way to do that. Set yourself some goals and some challenges and things like that. Another way I think is fun, if you're looking to shake up what you're reading, you need new recommendations, you want to read outside your comfort zone.
It's kind of like, where do I start?
Right. Yeah. Do a book swap with someone
who
you know reads differently than you and see if they want to trade books with you. You give them something that you loved and have them give you something that
I think
they
I could do this. What if I did this on Twitter? Like the first five people that tweet me now that want to do a book swap, we'll meet in the lobby of Minnesota Public Radio. You'll give me your book. I'll give you mine. And we'll start the new year like that. How about that?
There you go. Book swap happening right now on Twitter.
Happening right now. I don't mean show up at NPR right now. I mean tweet me and we'll figure out how to do our swap. People are like, what are you starting? Steph, I think that's a good idea. You and I do this sometimes.
Swap books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like you'll come in with some, you know, weird read that you love and you'll inspire me to read it.
And I'm often grabbing books out of your hand as you're walking out of the studio. That's
you
true.
Are. That's true. What do you think about shaking up reading? What are the best ways to do that?
I think that if you just look over what you'd read the past year, like look back at what you've read the past year and figure out what you were missing rather than try to figure out, like look at what you actually did. You may think, I read a wide variety of things. And then you look and you realize that all you're doing is reading books by women or all you're doing is reading fiction or you haven't read any poetry in a while. So go back and think about what you had read and then talk to someone that reads differently from you, I think is a great idea.
I wonder if one of my bookish resolutions would be helpful with that, because at your suggestion, yours and Matt Kelleher's from Subtext, I am finally keeping track of everything. I think not everything I'm reading, but the books that were really meaningful to me. And I've got this little box and I've created index cards. And so like midway through the year, I can go through my box and go, okay, what's missing out of this?
You're making your own card catalog, basically.
I know. I'm going back to the basics with my own personal card catalog. But I think this is going to be effective.
I think so. I would also say that another way to shake up your reading habit is just to read more. And some ways to do that, always have a book with you, right? That's like the basic thing. You can't say it enough. And since ebooks are available for free from your library, there's really no excuse to not have a book with you at all times.
Wow.
And I think you'll be surprised the time that you find to read if you just always have something to read.
And you don't need to have a Kindle or something that's only for reading. I download stuff from the library on, I read them on my phone, and I'll sometimes also, like, I was reading Manual for Cleaning Women, which was a collection of short stories that's really great. And I had a hard copy, but I also had one on my phone so that if I was, you know, waiting for a movie to start, I could get out my phone and just read a couple pages.
Okay, so I have my first five people
on
Twitter.
Oh, they're fabulous.
Okay, it is Kim, Katie, Taylor, Michael, and Jana. I don't know if you live in the Twin Cities, but I'd be game to book swap with you. So my first five book swaps. We'll figure out
that's fun
how we can meet in the lobby of NPR and exchange our books, and then I'll talk about those books. See, you've inspired something here.
Right, shake up your reading.
Are you really saying that my resolutions for myself are just too cinchy?
I've only seen three of them so far, and it seems like you're going to knock them out in the first month.
Yeah.
So.
No. You know what's really great about them? There's some travel involved in my... So, I mean, for me, that's like the best thing ever. I can do a bookish resolution, and I get to travel because of it. So, Ann Patchett inspired one of my resolutions. So, wait for that. That's coming. You want to read about My Bookish Resolutions 2017? You can find it on the thread. You want to hear about what Tracy and Steph are reading and the books they love? Yeah, right back there at the thread, nprnews.org/thread.